didn't it? But the sun and moon didn't show up till the fourth day of creation. Study your Bible. So you're wondering, like I did, where did the light come from? Because the sun and the moon wasn't created till the fourth day. You're thinking now, I hear you. Look at the wheels. I thought the same. Well, how did he God? That's where it came from. And I'm not worried about that. But there are some of them that believe also that there wasn't a flood. But you're still finding animal prints from ages ago in rock. So you mean to tell me that didn't happen? Watch this. In Turkey today, the ark is still there. It's not intact like we would think, but it's there. And ain't nobody here going to be going trying to go to Turkey. It's too cold. It's still there after all these years. We still have problems in understanding the coming of our Lord. He already stated what was going to happen and how it was going to happen before he returned. But guess what? Public educators teach our youth to scoff at the Bible record and substitute evolution and other false teachings for the plain, thus saith the Lord. Amen. In other words, this is taught in public school systems. No, you can't. No, honey. See, you need to change in that. No. This God made male and female. Well, what about the hermaphrodite? You know what? That's because of sin in the world. Well, you can't talk. That's somebody else's child. You got to be able to be descriptive and have an explanation from God's word when you're talking to scoffers. Because some of them know the Bible better than some of us Christians. You got to get into this word and let it get into you. So when you talk to them, they'll be able to understand through the Holy Spirit if they trust Christ to understand the Bible. Well, let me go to a place where I didn't really want to go. Not only is we're dealing with Lot's generation today, but something else is happening. The increasing lawlessness, bloody crimes, and violence. Oh my. Didn't really want to talk about this part, but it's in here anyway. Matthew 24 and verse 12 is the prophecy. Also 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 13 and Ezekiel 7 verse 23. The increasing lawlessness and bloody crimes and violence. Matthew 24, 12 says, because of iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. People love you today and hate you the same day. Amen. Yes, they will. Evil men, 2 Timothy 3 says, evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse. Oh, my goodness. Why? Because we've strayed away from the truth of God's word. How close is he? The land is filled with crimes of blood and the city is full of violence. Yes. If we go back just not too long ago, those whom we trusted to protect and serve are indulging in instances where they're not only trying to protect and serve, they're taking us out. What you might want to do, beloved Christian friends of mine, is to take your Bible on the drive, on the passenger side. And be praying as you drive. And thanking God for the angelic presence before you get there. You got to talk like this today. Yes, you do. Thank you, God, for leading me there. Amen. God, thank you for dispatching the angels upon the dangerous highways and byways. Thank you, Jesus, for having the angels riding with me. Thank you for goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. To follow me all the days of my life. I have to say that while we're driving. Why? Because the enemy is seeking to destroy you. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have, what about it? Life. And that you may have life more abundantly. So when you get to your destination, folk look at you crazy and say, no, this ain't crazy, baby. This is Christian. Thank you, Jesus. One more again, you blessed me to be here. And I'm going to have a good holiday season. You know why? Because Jesus declared it. We got stuff that's happening today. Lawlessness is increasing with shocking rapidity and many fear for their lives. Just stepping out of the door of their homes, brothers and sisters, is a chance that we have to take. Yeah. Many today are concerned about the survival of civilization because crime and terror sweeps across relentlessly. But we have a God that we trust in. We have a Jesus that we extol. He says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. And any tongue that rises against you in judgment, he's going to condemn. Amen. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and our righteousness. Amen. is of him. Then, brothers and sisters, we got another ugly place that we had to look at here as I get ready to head to a close. There's another other ugly place that looks like Lot's generation that America has turned to. They're turning to Spiritism. Spiritism. The prophecy is there. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. What are you talking about, preacher? Spiritism. Oh, well, the word of God says that in latter times, it's cold. The shade, Pastor, the shade. What is there? It's right there, the text. In latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits. It says seducing spirits in the King James, am I right?
That's right.
Seducing spirits. You got negative persuasion going on in different places and organizations. Seducing spirits. And if you're not strong, you'll be seduced and persuaded into doing something that's totally irrelevant to God.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 16, verse 14 tells us, what are those deceiving spirits? What are those seducing spirits? They're the spirits of demons. That's what they are. You ain't got to be scared of no demon. You just got to tell it, the blood of Jesus ain't scared of you. I got to be scared of you, for God says you should not be scared of anything. I got you. I'll pay for everything you are. Think you got a little money, that ain't nothing. Jesus said, you need to come up, let me show you something. Go to sleep. What are you talking about, preacher? Let me explain to you by what I just said so you don't carry it away differently. You ain't seen riches.
All right, now.
Little old stuff you see in cage jewelry. you can laugh at that stuff. Save your money real good and go to Africa. I ain't been yet, sure want to go, Sister Prochet, sure want to go. Save your money and go to Africa. You know why? Because the stuff is still embedded in caves.
Yeah.
Gold and diamond and stuff. And guess what? If you're smart enough, you can probably get there and dig up your own. Guess what? It's going to be raw, though. You can't do nothing with it. You're going to try to wear it? What you going to try to wear it for? Huh? What you going to do with it? It's going to be too much. You can't wear it. What you going to do? You know why it's embedded in there? Because of the flood. What you gonna do with it? Well, Pastor, what we gonna dig it out and do what? Spend all your time digging in there, and you don't know it might be protected well by some of the folk there. Well, that's the motherland. Yes, it is. So what you need to do is respect the motherland. Leave it alone. You can't afford it no way. What you gonna do? You bring it back on the plane. You know what they gonna do, don't you? They gonna search that bag. Where you get this? We gonna hold this. The word is called confiscate. They're going to keep it. Where'd you get this? They're going to have 50-11 questions to ask you. Where'd you get this? How long did you say this? You know what? Don't ask me for nothing. You're here. I'm going to wait till I walk on it.
Yeah, all right.
You didn't hear what I said, sir. I'm going to wait till I can walk on it. And the Bible says it will be untainted from any marring of the earth because it will be in a new place.
Yeah.
I can walk on it, huh? I can see it in the wall.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna talk. You ain't gotta get excited. Yeah. When we talk about you can walk on streets of gold, transparent as glass. See, our minds can't fathom that because we still stay stuck in the mire of where we are. God says, I want to lift you up. I want to lift up your knowledge, your understanding about him. That means you have to spend time in the book.
Yeah.
Spend time in the book. Well, what's happening here, these seducing spirits? Well, people today include a vast number of heads of nations. They seek counsels from skeptics and psychics and channelers and spiritists. Spiritism has invaded Christian churches as well, propped up by an unbiblical teaching of the immorality of the soul, saying that the dead can talk to you. Big Mama ain't in heaven, honey, because you don't want them be up in heaven seeing all the hell you going through. Hello, the Bible says that the dead know not anything. So why would God be an unfair God and allow your grandmother or your grandfather to go to heaven as soon as they die? Because that's not what the Bible teaches.
That's right.
They will be in heaven looking at you going through stuff and you up there, well, I'm dreaming about them. That's the enemy using, trying to use your psychological, your consciousness, your subconsciousness to tell you that they are right. Only Jesus can tell you that.
Amen.
And far as we know, they sleep.
right.
Isn't that what the Bible teaches, deacons? Isn't that what the Bible teaches? Yeah.
Yeah.
They sleep until the day that Jesus says, get up. Oh, Lord, I wish I could just end right there, because there's a forecast coming, brothers and sisters. There's a forecast coming. Let me get to verse 30 so I can go on. Verse 30 of Luke 17. And it says, even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Oh, the prophecy is in Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into all the world as witnesses to all nations, and then the end will come. That's the special message to the world in the last days. That this gospel message is going to belt. You know, you've worn a belt before, right? When the belt belts the world of the gospel, when it finally shakes hands very firmly, that's when you'll hear some rumbling. You'll see some earthquakes in diverse places. Wait a minute, let me ask you a question. How close is he? There's some earthquakes that were going on not too long ago in Alaska, right? What year is this? 2018. You mean this was prophesied years, centuries ago? Yeah. And guess what? Since it was prophesied that long ago, it's happening today. So we can never say, like the Bible says in the book of Romans, we are without excuse. We are without excuse. Well, what's the fulfillment of that? The great last warning message of Christ's second coming is now being presented in nearly every language of the world. Before Jesus' second coming, every person in the world will be warned of his soon return. Everybody on every seven continents, they will be warned. And I'm sure that you remember, brothers and sisters, of a warning message that ties in with this one that's found in Revelation chapter 14 of the three angels' message going around this world. They're not literal angels, but it's the message that's going around to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. What are they saying? Fear God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is coming. Worship him that's created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters. Second angel shows up. Oh, what's going to happen? Babylon is fallen. That great city been made to drink of the wine of the wrath of his fornication. Well, what's the last angel's message? Oh, if any man worship the beast or receive his mark on his forehead or his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which shall be poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and they shall be tormented day and night before the presence of the Lamb. Oh, but what mercy did God have? He says, here is the patience of the saints.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And have the testimony of Jesus. The last one here in verse 30, Matthew 24. Y'all can play something, I'm good. Jesus comes in the clouds.
Yeah.
Matthew 24 and verse 30 says, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. We can't go to the fulfillment yet because he's waiting on somebody today.
Yes, Lord.
The next great event will happen, but I have to ask you a question. How close is he? How close is he? We talked about Lot's generation. We talked about Noah's generation. We even talked about stuff that's happening today.
Yeah.
Cancer is running rampant like a little girl that has lost her keys. Leukemia and diabetes is all in the water.
Been listening to the Restoring Faith broadcast with Dr. Christopher Manuel. I pray that today's message made your troubles smaller, your hope greater, and your faith restored. You're invited to join me every first and third Saturday for divine worship service at 10 a.m. and on Tuesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. at the Maranatha Seventh-day Adventist Church, located on 4517 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, and at the Smyrna Seventh-day Adventist Church on every second and fourth Saturday for divine worship service at 11 a.m. and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. located on 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. Beloved, your gifts and love offerings can help keep this ministry on air. Send your correspondence to P.O. Box 3131, Pineville, Louisiana 71361. And join us on every Tuesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.